little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Is that me?
Hang on.
One downstairs as well, hang on.
That's better.
Hang on. Oh, that's different. That's a lot better. Do you want to have a go as well here?
Yeah, go on.
So JP got a new smell, well, and he wants the whole world to know about it. I roll.
I'm not really a fragrance user.
He's been going on about this for weeks. He's like, okay, do what everyone else does. Go through an airport, grab something, get on the plane, and spray it on every time you're going out.
Yeah. But I'm not, I have never been a regular user of fragrances.
No.
Just never. I don't particularly like strong smells.
So he ordered one on the internet. Instead of being like a normal person, panic buying coming back from Tenerife, like the rest of us do. I can't go through an airport without getting into a panic. And everything I see in the airport, I'm like, I need it. I have to have it. I need 2 litre bottles of Irish whiskey.
Because I'm not going to be back here.
I'm not going to go through an airport
for months or years. Yeah.
I never go through it. And it's a duty-free island. Mm. It's a duty-free island. I'm coming through the airport. This booze is ridiculously cheap. I need to buy all the bottles of the booze.
I don't even smoke. What am I doing?
Loading up that weird little trolley. It's like a basket meets a trolley. And you're shuffling it around. Sorry. Trying to work out how many litres of vodka your children can take home on the flight. It's per person, isn't it? It's per person. Men's moisturiser. There's another one coming through the airport. It's like, I don't need men. I'll use moisturiser.
Sure, I've got skin, but I'll just use my missus.
It's fine. It's moisturiser. How often do I use it? Very rarely. Jesus, I'll never get these prices again. Oh my God. And then there is the, do I need aftershave? What's my after? I don't know what my aftershave. Like, yeah, I'll just grab an aftershave. Oh, feck it, I'll just grab that one. That's fine. That one.
Oh, that one's strong.
Oh, that's all right. Walking around, waving those little wands of paper
strips,
around.
Strips, yeah, yeah.
Sniffing. He didn't do any of that normal stuff, JP didn't. He just went on the internet and bought one, and it arrived into the office today, ladies and gentlemen. JP is now smelling welling. Come on then, give it here.
Do you want it?
Yeah. It's in a black box.
It's in a blue box. Right.
I've read a lot about these. Is this one of these knockoff jobs?
I keep
getting ads on Instagram of like, oh, this smells just like an expensive brand. You should try this.
Feel the weight of that. There's good heft in that.
Well, that's a manly fragrance, isn't it?
Isn't it a manly fragrance?
It's kind of sweet, isn't it?
There's a little bit of, would you say there's some like vanilla in there, Ray?
That's nice. Did you look this up? I bet you did. I bet you did all the research.
I swear to God. I have watched somewhere in the region, and this is not an exaggeration, this is tragic. I have watched somewhere in the region of 100 to 200 separate videos on YouTube about different reviews. Look at you going heavy on my scent now.
I'm going nuts on it.
You're
going
to smell like me. Kate's going to be talking. She'll be like, what? What's happening there?
He spent $22.99 on this, on the boots sale.
And it was worth every penny. So yeah, I've gone down the rabbit hole of fragrances. I'm just getting used to the whole world, and I don't know what I'm looking for. Am I looking for something that's manly or less masculine?
I've left sticky fingerprints all over your bottle.
Oh, you've ruined it. So what do you think of that smell?
That's nice.
Is it strong?
I've got something for you to smell, actually. Not the first time I've said that, Ireland.
You know, we do have cameras in the studio, Ray. This is a safe space and everything's recorded. Not a plaything. So what would you like me to smell, Ray, dare I ask? I've never asked that question before.
Genuinely, there's no messing on this one.
All right.
I have a dog, as you know. His name is Fred.
I do know that.
When you take the dog for a walk, you're expected to take dog poo bags with you, right? So we bought these dog poo bags on the internet that are biodegradable, so that they're not plastic. They're made of some sort of a funny kind of plastic. And they are... They're fragranced.
Oh, scented.
The bag is fragranced.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of my nana, my dad's mom, my granny, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And my nana smells like poo bags.
I wasn't going to say
she's
it.
She's no longer with us.
You were clearly getting emotional.
No, it's a lovely fragrance. Right. It's a lovely, so it reminds me of whatever the perfume was that my nana used to wear.
Well, it's all joined up. Don't they say, like, smell is possibly the most triggering of memories?
I brought in...
Oh, my God. I'm going to smell your nana.
No, you're going to smell my poo bags.
Okay.
So you, dealer's choice.
I'll go with the poo bags.
So I brought in a roll of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, smell it and you will smell. It's that lovely sort of, it's like perfume at mass. It brings back all the memories, like mass on a Saturday evening with my grandmother.
So and this is supposed to mask the smell of what you're using the bags for?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, they could have used anything. They could have used Lynx or something. I don't think my nana was using Lynx, though. But maybe she was. There you go. Sniff that. Sniff my poo bag.
It's quite mild.
Isn't it nice?
It's just a clean smell. Foley's nana. We finally meet. Hi, nana.
What do you make of the smell of it? Don't mess it aside.
Do you know what?
It's kind of powdery and musky and sort of...
It's kind of feminine.
Is it too feminine? That's the other thing I was thinking. Like, could I wear that? Myself?
Poo bag smell.
Poo bag slash nana smell.
To be your signature scent.
Well, could I incorporate it into my own scent in some way? Because it is a lovely smell.
It's
like
very mild. Very mild.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. You see, it's overpowered by this aftershave you just sprayed in the studio a minute ago.
I really like the smell of them.
There you go.
Walking around the park, walking my dog, sniffing my own poo bags. Isn't that lovely? I think it's really nice.
Do you get compliments on the smell of your poo bags when you're out walking the dog?
I don't, no.
No.
But I do get compliments for picking up the dog poo. And do you know what? Even complimenting myself, that feeling of accomplishment and sort of, oh, I'm so good at society, being part of society.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!